Charles Hurt, Fauci, Politicians Undermine Vaccine Miracle with Masks. By Charles Hurt on March 23, 2021. Vaccines are a marvel of modern medicine that has saved countless millions of lives throughout the world. Operation Warp Speed will go down in history as a miracle of presidential vision, political leadership, bureaucratic humility, and free enterprise genius. When President Trump announced the project to invent a vaccine, all the experts in Washington scorned and mocked him. Lockdowns, suicide, and misery were our only hope for the future, they assured us. If Joe Biden had been president a year ago, he would have sidelined the drug companies, deputized the federal government to invent the vaccine, and airlifted millions of disposable face masks. From China, of course. The vaccine would still be 5 years away. My point is that I have unstinting respect for how Mr. Trump envisioned and inspired these vaccines. And, more generally, I have tremendous faith in vaccines. While I certainly understand people who are suspicious of them, and agree with them in opposing government vaccine mandates, I have never hesitated to jab myself or those most precious to me with any vaccine. But this COVID-19 vaccine is, apparently, different. In the first place, I'm highly suspicious of all the government bureaucrats who are now so breathlessly peddling the vaccine today. Every single one of them was among the early experts who assured us all that a vaccine was a hopeless fairy tale still years away. And now that it is here, in months, not years, the very same people who doubted the vaccines are now beating the bushes with threats and jeers that we all have to get the vaccine right away. It is suddenly our patriotic duty. Our duty as humans. In other words, get the vaccine not because it works but because you're a murdering hate criminal if you don't. No, thanks. This virtue vaccine campaign reached full absurdity last week when the great hop at medicine god Anthony Fauci scolded Mr. Trump for not doing more to get his supporters vaccinated. Do what? Dr. Fauci was among those laughing at Mr. Trump's timeline for a vaccine, and Mr. Trump is the only reason we have the vaccine. Yet the little health gnome is lecturing Mr. Trump about doing more to get people vaccinated? What buffoonery. And then, speaking of buffoons, there are the politicians. Mr. Biden and Vice President Kamala D. Harris, both of whom trashed the vaccine when it was politically expedient for them to do so, are now hawking the vaccine like some kind of snake oil salesman selling small bottles of elixir that will make you live forever. These people are so dishonest, so morally corrupt and so politically bankrupt that I swear if they took up preaching the Holy Bible I just might convert to atheism. They are so utterly incapable of telling any truth that if they ever did accidentally stumble upon it, they would ruin it. Here are two perfect examples of their unwavering dishonesty. There is no evidence whatsoever that the horrific murders of 8 people in 3 Georgia massage parlors are anti-Asian hate crimes. In fact, all evidence suggests they were the result of a deranged sex addict. Yet the lives of those victims and the truth of their deaths is so irrelevant to Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris that both of them have callously and dishonestly mangled the tragedies to their own personal political benefit. Shickos. Second, the crisis at the border is a humanitarian crisis and a national sovereignty crisis, which Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris cavalierly ignore. It is also an American health crisis since thousands of migrants are streaming across the border infected with the plague and our government is not doing a single thing to stop them. At a time when an American citizen cannot even go to his child's baseball game without a temperature check, thousands of infected illegals stream across the border with barely a wave. Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris have clearly demonstrated their dishonesty and craven disregard for the health of American citizens. So, why would anyone trust them for a word about their own personal health? I know I don't. And the big lie is this: if you take the vaccine, they still insist that you to wear a mask. Just ask Dr. Fauci. Both Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris have been vaccinated, yet they still both wear masks. What do they know that they are not telling the rest of us? They say the vaccines are safe and effective, yet we must continue to wear masks as if the vaccines are unsafe and/or ineffective. Obviously, according to them and their actions, the vaccines do not actually work as they contend. I for one will not be getting a vaccine until the political government establishment, which has been wrong at virtually every step of the way, stop lying to us. And the only way we will know they have stopped lying is when they quit wearing masks after they're vaccinated. Charles Hurt is opinion editor of The Washington Times. He can be reached at shirt@washingtontimes.com.